Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Tidewater, a novel of Pocahontas and the Jamestown Colony, by Libby Hawker. Performed by Scott Merriman, Angela Daw, and Luke Daniels. In memory of Judy Gooch. When my time comes to face the inevitable, may I do it with as much courage, humor, and love as you. And for Paul, always.
Smith, April 1607. Prologue. He was far away, reclining on a bed of cool silk, the sweat drying on his skin. The window was unshuttered. A breeze moved the long wisp of curtain, carrying a scent of rosemary into Antonia's chamber, bringing with it the rich perfume of Constantinople in elegant decay. The dust of hot brick, ancient incense from the church on the hill, fish offal sharp and salty at the wharf, the inoffensive homey tang of horse dung drying on the bare streets. Antonia moved from behind her screen and dipped a rag into a basin. The water fell like stars over her smooth skin.
"I should like to see it,"
she said, her voice distant and wavering in his memory, an echo from a lost shore. He could no longer recall her face, not with any accuracy, though he knew that she was beautiful. He did remember her voice, the subtle, rich smoke of it, the water running down her shoulder, tracing over the curve of her hip, puddling under her small foot.
"See what?"
he asked. His Greek was nearly as bad as his French, but she understood him well enough.
"The world,"
she said.
"All of it. I want to see it all."
He could smell her still, her and Constantinople, and the rosemary. The memory shut out the stink of the brig, the reek of peat tar, and his own piss. Antonia's bed was much softer than the narrow plank where he huddled. He no longer felt the damp roughness of the wood, nor the splinters pressing through his clothing. The Susan Constant heeled. He cursed and braced himself. The chains of his fetters clanked. A cry.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?